more than you would normally have for opening a club. And I said that it was going to pass, and everybody laughed, and I was right, and you were right.
Yeah.
But it did. But it's been a long time since that day and the day of reckoning.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very difficult for Boris in one sense, that he inherited a difficult position from Mrs. May. And you said,
yes, he did.
And you said to me that he would bring some energy to the job. And, well, I think compared to his predecessor, he's brought a lot of energy. But he also picked up this deal that Mrs. May had tried to do, which was, in fact, a new EU treaty. And Boris has picked up that treaty and tried to improve it. I mean, has he spoken to you about the details of this deal?
Yes, he has, and he also knows how difficult it is. He's in a very difficult position, and I think he's willing to do what nobody else would do. I also think he's looking very much at the United States, because we can do much more in trade. You know, we're much bigger than we were when I took office. We've grown a tremendous amount, and China's gone in the opposite direction, as you know. We've gained trillions of dollars in value and worth, and they've lost trillions of dollars. So we're far and away the largest economy in the world. And we want to do trade with UK, and they want to do trade with us. And to be honest with you, this deal, under certain aspects of the deal, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't trade.
Well,
I mean, we can't make a trade deal with the UK, and we can be... Because I think we can do many times the numbers that we're doing right now, and certainly much bigger numbers that you're doing under the European Union.
Well,
so
I'm like you. I'm
I know
like
Boris
you.
Wants to be very careful with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
Because under certain ways, we're precluded.
That's
which
the
would
problem.
Be ridiculous.
Yeah,
frankly.
That's the problem with this deal, is that, in fact, the next stage of our agonizing negotiations with Brussels will not end until the end of 2022. They want to align us in regulatory terms. It's going to be very difficult. I mean, we've got a general election coming up. Is this the moment that Boris should just drop this deal and go for a clean break so we can start having serious conversations with you?
Well, I don't want to tell Boris or you, because you've had a great impact on this, Nigel. You and I have become friends over the last couple of years, and you saw what was happening with my thing, just like you saw what was happening over there. You're like a great tea leaf reader. And I'd like to see you and Boris get together, because you would really have some numbers, because you did fantastically in the election, the last election. And
absolutely.
He respects you a lot. I can tell you that. He respects you a lot. I don't know if you know that or not, but because I have no idea. You know, I have enough to do over here without having to worry about the psychology.
No, you do.
Two brilliant people over there, frankly.
Well, if he drops the deal.
He has a lot of respect and like for you. I wish you two guys could get together. I think it would be a great
well,
thing.
I tell you what, if he drops this dreadful deal, fights the general election on the basis that we'd want to just have trade with Europe, but no political interference, do you know what? I'd be right behind him, and let's hope he gets gets to that position. You know, now against him, of course, the main rival is one Jeremy Corbyn, who I know didn't come along to see you at the state dinner when you were here. Now, Mr. Corbyn says...
Well, he wasn't invited. I certainly didn't know he was invited. I mean, look, I don't know. I'm sure he's a lovely man, but, you know, he's of a different persuasion, to put it mildly.
Well,
perhaps
he is.
The opposite.
He says,
at the opposite end.
He says if we have a trade deal, Donald Trump, it'll be a Trump Brexit, and Trump will come and take over our National Health Service. What do you have to say to him?
No, not at all. We wouldn't even be involved in that. No, we're trying to fix our health service. We all have our health service problems, and frankly, and you do over there, and we do. And one of the things that we're running so successfully on is how great a job I've done on healthcare. We've done a fantastic job. No, it's not for us to have anything to do with your healthcare system. No, we're just talking about trade. Your trade with us could be 4 to 5 times higher than it is right now. That would make your country much bigger economically than it is right now. And you're being held back by the European Union. So are other countries within the European Union. I mean, you have countries, Italy and others, that would do much better, frankly, without the European Union. But if they want to have a union, that's fine. But I think it's hurt your country. I also know for a fact, I mean, they're very tough people to deal with. I will tell you this. I told that to Boris. I said they are very, very difficult to deal with. And I have a magic wand. I could deal with it very easily. All I have to do is a certain step, and they'll be coming and dealing with me very easily. I always thought you had a little bit of a magic wand too, but they never used it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. No, I do. And I'd love to have helped, but at the moment they've chosen not to use me in any of these negotiations. So we've got nothing to fear then. If we do a trade deal with the USA, the NHS is not up for grabs, is what you're saying. And the other line I get is,
I don't even know where that started. I don't even know where your healthcare system started with respect to us taking over your healthcare system. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I think Corbyn put that out there. But to even think, it was never even mentioned. I never even heard it until I went over to visit with the Queen, who, by the way, is a great, great woman. And I think we hit it off really well. We had a terrific time. But she's a great woman.
She's amazing. She's,
I say that very seldom. I don't say that often, I have to say, about anybody. But she is really very outstanding. And Prince Charles, so good, so good. He loves the environment. He loves your country so much. We had a great time. We'll get together. But
she got
really
somewhat
special people.
Somehow the Queen got a bit dragged into this Brexit row because they, you know, our Supreme Court judged that basically the advice that Boris had given her was against the law. It's a bit of a shame that when she gets dragged in like this, isn't it?
Well, you know, one thing I've learned about her, because I've watched her, people study her, and in as many years, it has to be the all-time record. I don't think she's ever been in anything that was bad. I mean, honestly, think of it. She's gone through everything, from wars to anything you could go through, and she's always handled it incredibly well. She's an incredible woman, actually.
No, I agree with that completely. Now, of course, an American married into the royal family last year, you know, young Harry married Meghan Markle, and kind of a year into this, she's having a really tough time, and she's kind of saying the press are being really unfair to her. Now, I think you've probably personally had more tough press and perhaps unfair press than anybody else alive. Do you feel a bit sorry for young Meghan, given what the press are saying about her?
Well, I've been watching her interviews, and I've seen it, and she's taken it very personally. I guess you have to be a little bit different than that, but she takes it very, very personally, and I can understand it. But I don't know her. I will say I met Harry. He's great. I met him when I was over at that incredible. We had something that was so incredible recently. That was, what, 5 months ago now, how time flies. But I got to meet Harry, and he is really a fine young man. The whole family is, I think the whole family is terrific. It's a great family.
So you really enjoyed that visit to the UK in June?
No, I really did. And, you know, I met the Queen as a second time, and the first time, everything is so perfect, and we got along so well, and I was supposed to be there for 16.3 minutes. You know, I kid when I say that, but like 15 or 16 minutes. Everything was so precise, and I was there for more than an hour, and I came out, and the reason I was there is because we both had a great time, and she wanted me to stay, and I wanted to stay, and the First Lady was with us, so we had a great conversation, probably for an hour or thereabouts, and I came in, and the press said, he was there, he was extremely rude to the Queen. Well, no, I would have been rude if I left, you know, I would have said, I have to leave now. No, we had a fantastic time. We hit it off, and then actually people commented on it because in that great gala that we had, we sat next to each other, and she was smiling and having a good time, and I was smiling and having a good time, and it was just, really an incredible evening. But I was told that she enjoyed it, and I can tell you I enjoyed it.
And you're supposed to come back, I think, in December, because there's going to be a big NATO summit here in
That's
December.
Right. I'll be back in December.
And there's a big conversation